Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Jason Tatum dropped in 32 points, and the Celtics overcame Colin Sexton's career-high 41 points to beat the Cavaliers 112-106. Also, the Jazz downed the Knicks 112-104, and the Grizzlies ran away from the Nets in a 118-79 blowout in Brooklyn. In men's college basketball, Siena conquered Niagara 77-55 to claim at least a share of the MAC regular season title. Also, Canisius ripped Marist 85-69, Quinnipiac edged Iona 69-68, and UMass topped LaSalle 75-64. In women's college basketball, Stony Brook defeated UAlbany in overtime 54-49, and Maine bested Vermont to reach the American East semifinals 78-66. On the ice, the Flyers picked up their 7th straight win and whipped the Capitals 5-2. In NHL news, the Islanders say defenseman Johnny Boychuk needed 90 stitches to his eyelid after being hit in the face with a skate during Tuesday night's game against the Canadiens, but suffered no damage to his eye. There was no timetable for his return. And the NHL is not allowing its employees to make work-related trips outside of North America in response to the global fears over the coronavirus. And in other news, federal authorities say a New York sports gambler is facing federal charges in Florida related to threatening social media messages sent to players with the Rays and other professional sports teams. Benjamin Tucker Patz faces up to 5 years in federal prison on a charge of transmitting threats in interstate or foreign commerce. The FBI says that in many messages, Patz threatened to enter the athletes' homes and behead them or their family members. I'm Jesse King.